You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Indeed you are, and our guest is Murray from Pueblo, Colorado, fresh back from South America.
Murray, we have to confess, we've been in 37 countries, we've been in all states except for four, we have not been to South America. We gotta go.
Well, you missed the World Cup going on now, you can still catch it.
Oh, I think that's okay. I'd rather watch that on TV.
Yeah, I think I'll pass on that. They say that they really have overloaded, for example, the airports and stuff with the traffic going to World Cup. But
we had a difficult time trying to find the medication that you need to go to South America because all the allocation had been given to people who were going down to the World Cup playoffs.
And what do you need?
Oh, the list goes on. You check with your local health department, and they will give you a list of what you need because it does change with the seasons somewhat.
Right.
And they told us don't go near the Amazon because there are diseases down there. They don't know what to call them.
We watched Anaconda on TV the other night, and I don't want to go to the Amazon.
No reason whatsoever. And you're right about the health department. When we went to Malaysia, we checked with them, and they also told us that, yes, you do need, we would suggest you get a couple of things. If you're staying in the city, you got really nothing to worry about, but the St. Louis and St. Charles County health departments will all but give you the shots because they just don't want you coming back with this stuff.
That's exactly right. And they tell you again, we were warned, don't drink the water. Even in your hotel room, don't brush your teeth with the water. Use bottled water.
Right.
Sometimes I think they carry it to extreme, but you're thinking, I'm hours away from a plane flight home. I don't want to get sick down here.
Here's one of my tips, Murray, when you're traveling somewhere like that and you have to use bottled water only, take your toothbrush, take a rubber band along with you, and put the toothbrush on the side of your bottle of water. Because automatically in the morning you reach for the sink handle. This way you've got your toothbrush and it's right there with your bottle of water.
And one thing we have to mention, in many of the hotels, even a lot of the nicer hotels, there's signs up, do not flush the toilet paper down the toilet, put it in the wastebasket when you're done.
Yes.
Because their system can't handle the paper. And it's hard to get used to that, and you think, oh, well, it's just a necessity in these third world countries.
That's correct. And when you get to some portions of Russia like that, they also ration the toilet paper, so, use it accordingly. Here's your three strips of toilet paper.
We need to talk about hiking because, I love to hike. Now, you can take, instead of taking the train and or a bus from Cusco, there is the Inca Trail, which is, depending on how fast you want to move and to what extent, you can hike it, and it can be a 5-6-day, 7-day hike, and you can get a guide, or you can do it yourself, but it is rugged, and it's not for the faint of heart. You really need to be in shape. You need to know what you're doing. Recommend a guide very strongly on this. People actually die on this trail because we have people from the States coming down who aren't in shape and think, I can do that.
Yeah.
And our medical facilities in these third world countries are somewhat lacking. And you can be in real serious trouble and not be able to get help. So there is a hike that you can take to get to Machu Picchu by doing the Inca Trail, but only for the hardy.
And it seems like it's not very expensive. It's $18 for the shuttle ride, so take the shuttle.
Right. The shuttle will get you from the town below Machu Picchu up. Now, you also don't want to be weak of heart if you're going to take that shuttle because they go at a very fast rate up this gravel winding road. It's a one-lane road, and the drop-offs are literally 500 feet on either side. And they go like crazy, and then they go to pass another bus. And their bus is probably every 10 minutes. And then you get up to the top area, to the Machu Picchu area. As we said, there's only one hotel up there. And I did put your name in, Kevin. I know you wanted to take Sue, so I told them to call you to reserve that $1,600 a night room because I know you love your wife. Hey, so that you,
thanks a lot, Murphy.
We do have an anniversary coming up.
Nice talking to you. You know, that same kind of bus thing, Murray, is like if you go up to the Eagle's Nest at Birch's Garden. If you have any fear of heights, do not sit on the window side looking out over the mountain. You know, you want it because you cannot see the road next to you.
That's
Murray, since you've been
up
there, what would you recommend if it was somebody going that really didn't have a whole lot of experience in hiking? Would you say the bus or the train?
I would do the train. The train is really nice. It's relaxing. The backpacker portion of the train, if you take the early morning train, the backpacker is okay. You're just in with a lot of, you're packed in there with a bunch of backpackers.
Yeah.
And I take the train into the town Calientes. Then you take the shuttle up to Machu Picchu. Machu Picchu is a big bunch of ruins in a smaller area, about the size of a couple of football fields. And there's a labyrinth of little rooms that you have to go in and see. You should spend at least, you're going to take almost half to a full day just going through that. Other things you want to see at the Machu Picchu area, there is about a three-hour hike up a trail with a lot of steps. Anybody can do it, but you have to be somewhat in shape, and you need a walking stick if you're inclined to use that sort of thing, and it just helps your balance. And you get up.
Do you
to
just
what
have masochistic tendencies, Murray?
Well, I'll tell you, no, but I did want to get in. I almost got in a fight up there. We hiked up 3 hours up this trail, and we get up to the Sun Gate, and here's a guy smoking a cigarette. And I thought, you know, it's nice to know, even in these third world countries, there are fools. And people finally told him to put it out, or they were going to push him over. And so that's a three-hour, about a two-and-a-half-to-three-hour hike up to the Sun Gate.
You can always look at it as nature's natural selection, too, you know?
that's true. Now, one thing you have to remember, you need to get your tickets to go into Machu Picchu. They run almost 4,000 people a day through the Machu Picchu ruins. So you're kind of herded in like cattle. You can get a guide at the front gate and pay them to do it. We decided to do it on our own. Again, you know, I say I've seen enough rooms, let's move on, and we do it fairly quickly. There are, within the ruins, things you want to see. There are the altars, the altar stones, and the guard shack. But you also have to know there are two mountains that you can climb on either side of Machu Picchu. They only take 200 people in the morning, 200 in the afternoon, because the hike is so narrow that they can't have all these people doing it. So it gets
that
to be a real
problem. Eliminates
me.
Murray, you got any websites we can share with our audience before we check out here?
I really don't, other than go to yours and they can contact me. Feel free to give out my email and I'll answer any questions.
Great, will do.
Thank you. That sounds like a fun trip.
And we will check in with you when you get back from wherever else you're going next. We thank you very much for joining us. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us. Email kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. Coming up, we're going to be talking about bicycling in the Netherlands, or Holland, or whatever you choose to call it this time. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
Our email's kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, coming to you live on the Global American Broadcasting Network.